Before we get into the sugya, let us just demand a few key psukim which are negei the sugya. In Parshas Achrei Mois, the beginning of the parsha, that's capital Tezvav, capital Tezayin, Pasuk Dalet, says Ksainis Bad Kaidish Yilbosh, Michnese Bad Yilba Yuwal Besoroi, Barney Bad Yachkev, Mitnefes Bad Yitznoi, Bigde Kaidish Haim, Rochatz Bamayim Es Besoroi Ulevesha. So this Pasuk tells us that, that Bishas, the Kain Godel, put on Bigde Lovon, and the Pashtas he put on the Bigde Lovon after the Bigde Zov, he first was Makriv the Tomid, then he was Makriv the Avodas Panim. So it says before he puts on the big day lovon, the Rochas Bamaim es Pesorei Ulevesha. Then later as the parsha goes, it says as follows, V'hikriv Arein Aspar achatos ashaloi, v'chipa badi v'adbeis v'shachad aspar achatos ashaloi. First, Aaron is makiv the par achatos, and then he was makta the k'teiris, v'lokach m'loi hamachta gach l'yesh v'al mizbech v'nei Hashemim l'chof m'ter esamim daka v'evi mibeis l'aparoiches. This is posik yudbeis, smakta the k'teiris. Then v'lokach midam hapo, after the k'teiris l'tnai v'litnim. So in Pasuk Yudalid, so first was the Shchita Sapor, then there was the Haktora in the Kodesh Kadoshim, then the Lokach Midam Apor, the Hizav Etzboi Apnei HaKaperes Kedno, the Hazor from the Dam Apor, then later there was the Hazor from the Dam HaSoyer, and that's the Seder. And later, we come to, after the Shiluach of the soil Azazel, we come to Pasuk Chav Gimel and Pasuk Chav Dalet. Uvo Aroin. So now we're with the Avodas Pnim of the Kohen Gadol. He just finished he made the Haktorah Bifnim, he made the Hazoras Bifnim, and then it says, Avo Arein Aloy Omoyed, Aposhed as Big Day Aboda Shalovash, Bavoya Lakaydish Vinicham Sham, that's Pasuk Chav Gimel. He spoiled the Big Day Lovon, and Alpicheshben, this would be, he had put on the Big Day Lovon, and he did the Avodas Pnim with the Big Day Lovon, which is the Haktorah and the Hazoras. Now he's Poishit. V'rochatz as Besorei Bamayim B'mokim Kodosh, V'lovash as Begodo. Now it says that here again it mentions Tvila. V'lovash as Begodo is speaking about the Big Day Zohov. Now he's putting on Big Day Zov. V'yotzo v'osa es eilosei v'es eilosa om v'chipa badoi v'ad ha'om. The pashtes of the psukim would seem that he put on the Big Day Lovon for the Avodas Pnim, and it says you need tvile before the levisha of the Big Day Lovon. Then he does the Avodas Pnim, which was the Haktorah Bifnim and the Hazoras Bifnim. Then it says he's poishet the Big Day Lovon, and he needs tvila again. So this should be the third tvila. And then he puts on the Big Day Zov, and then we also say losay ves oilasom. That is pashta dikro. Now let us see the Gemara. Let us start again from the Baraisa Tana Rabbanan, uvo arein el oil moyit. Lama Huba, here it says he comes into the oil maid, Lama Huba. So the Baraisa says, Eine bo lalahitzi esakaf esamachta. That the whole purpose he came into the Kodesh Kadoshim was to take out the kaf umachta. one yisod. Now the Baraisa continues. V'chol ha-parsha kulo nemro al ha-seder. The whole parsha is going to say the chutz mi-posik zeh. Ubo arein eloyel moyed to take out the kaf machta. That if we would say this is also Keseder, so that would mean that this is the Gemar of the Avodah Saktor, this is the Gemar of the Avodah Bifnim, but the Brais is telling us this is not Allah Seder. Chutz mi posik zeh. This posik is after the Asiye of Eilosoi vi Eilosoom. That means that the Gemara is telling us that even though the Pasuk says, v'yotso, afterwards, v'osa se'losa v'se'ilo sa'om, this osa se'losa v'se'ilo sa'om, this was before uvo arin aleil moyed, the poshet is big day habot. Uvo arin aleil moyed was to take out the kafa machta, and before we took out the kafa machta, he was loivish big day zov to make a'ilose v'se'ilo sa'om. That is what the Brais is telling us. Kula nemra l'seida chutz mi posik ze. My time, how do you know that this posik is shaloi ala seida? Omar Rav Chisda gemiri chomesh tvilois vasore kedushin. Sarashi says, we have aloch alamoshe misinai, that the Kohen Gadol made 5 tvilois and 10 kedushin. Toivul Kohen Gadol makadish bay bayoy. Ve'ike sidra, if we will assume that the whole parsha is keseder, lay mashkachas lu elo sholosh tvilos v'shisha kedushin. Then there would only be 3 tvilos and 6 kedushin. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ubo arin aloyel moyit nemar. This pasuk is mentioned acher shegomar haktore. He ended the haktore bifnim. Umatan domim par vesoyer. So after he ended the aktor and the matan domim da zois, it says, Ubo arin eloyel moyed. So first the Barai says, Lomo hu bo la eichel, re gomar avidoso. Av bemikro ze loy pirish ma yasa lashom. So the Barai answered, Eine bo la lohitzi kaf umachto. The purpose is to take out from the Kodesh Kadoshim the kaf umachto. She niach bein abadim, kedoxi venosnas aktoires al haish. So he came to take it out. Shekol ha-parsha nemru ha-mikrois al-seder ha-avoides ha-mischalfes. The psukim are said, and the seder, the avoides occurred. Kisidron be-parsha, kach seder avoidosom. The way the parsha was misadded, that's how the avoide was. Chutz mi-mikroze, shekosav eitzoas kaf umachto. So according to the seder, it's im avoides apnimius. This is a continuation of the avoides apnimius. We just ended the haktore and the hazois. Loi hivsik, in the way it is written, there's no hevsik avoides eloi ve'el ha'om bintayim. Also los of eilos ha'om. That's not mafsik between the avoides pnimi and the eitzoas amachto. So this is Shalaika Seder. V'hoyeloi lichtev b'tchile. It should have been written first. V'yotzo v'osa se'losoi. After he finished Avodas Pnim, he went and made, and he went and big dezov and made the Eilosoi v'Eiloso. V'achar kach, afterwards, he put on again big dezovon, u'bo'arin lo'itzi kafa machte. V'achar kach, now it says u'foshat as big dehabot. Now he was poishet, this is posik, chav gimel. Now he's poishet after he took out the kafa machta, ufoshet as big day abod, v'nicham shom, v'rochas as besori b'mayim, v'lovash as begodov, means the shmoine shakola shona, v'osa hamusofim v'tomid sholbein obayim. So the Braisa was machadish to us, that even though in the rehitis loshen ha-parshe, Eilosoi v'eilosoom comes after the Eitzos Kafel Machte, but in reality, Eilosoi v'eilosoom is before the Eitzos Kafel Machte. My time tzorich lahavsik be'eiloi v'eilosoom bein avoides hayoim le'Eitzos Kafel Machte. Why do you split up the avoides hayoim? He made the haktore, he made the hazois, and why do you split it up? He's not finished with the avodas yom. He has to make the tzoros kafa machta. But before he makes the tzoros kafa machta, you split it up, and now he makes, the eloi, the elohim. So why do you do this? Amar abchiz de gmiri aloche lemoishe misina. Chomesh tvilois boi bayoin, that there are five tvilos. The I kesidron shall avoides ksiv mikroze. If we will assume that the psukim are written keseda loimashkachas behen elishalish tvilos, we'll only have shalish tvilos. Achas letomid shal shacha, the first tvila for the tomid shal shacha. Vaachas beinoi, after the tomid, ubein avoides ayoin kulo, then the second tefillah would be you start avoda pnimis, and avoda pnimis means the haktore and the hazor, including the tzoros kafa machta. That was the second tefillah for the avoda pnimis, which was bebigdei lovam. Va'achas, and the third tefillah would be bein tzoros kafa machta, after the tzoros kafa machta, la'eloi ve'elohim. Now we're back to bigdei zov. The imohem, and also will add on hamusofim, the tomit shall be nabayim. So if the psukim would be kesidron, you could only have three tvilas. And we have aloch lamoishim mesini, there's five tvilas. Lepikach tzoich lahavsik eloi ve elohom bein avoides hayoim lohitzoes kafel machta. Therefore we stick eloi ve eloi ha'om in the middle of avoides hayoim. He made the haktor, he made the azots, before they tzoros kafa machta, but he tzoros on tavsik, and now they tzoros kafa, so memele, so now we have a tvile, lebig deizov, after the haktor and the azots, we make a tvile lebig deizov for eile veilom, and but he tzoros on tavsik, and they tzoros kafa machta will be mafsik bein eiloi veilom, L'tomid shal bein abayim. Harechomet, so now we have five tvilas. Tomid shal shacha bebigdei zov, that was the first tvila. Avoides hayoyim bebigdei lovon, that's the second tvila. Eloi ve'elom is the third tvila. Bebigdei zovom is bechachitzen. Hoitzos kafo machta bebigdei lovon is the fourth tvila. Umusofin betomid shal bein abayim bebigdei zov, that is the fifth tvila. Zogt de bereise weiter. Tanya, Omar Rab Yehuda, minayin lechomesh tvilois vasora kedushin shetoivu koyin godol umekadish boi bayoyim. How do you know that there are chomesh tvilois and asora kedushin? So even though the chay we just had before, there's a loch lamoisha mesinai, but we'll see Taisus and the Taisus Shishonim has this kasha. But Rab Yehuda is going to bring psukim. That there's chomesh tvilas nasore kedushin. Talmud loyma, how do you know? So he brings this posik, ubo aroin el oyel moyit, ufoshat es bigdei habot, verochatz besori bamayim bemokin kodesh. Here we're speaking about when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kedoshim leitzoyis kafa machta. After, when he came out, uposhat as big day habot, verochatz, so he's poshat the big day lovon, verochatz besorei b'amayim b'mokim kodesh, velovash es begodov v'yotzo. And now he puts on big day zor, and v'yotzo, v'oso. Holomadito, shekol hameshane, me'avoide la'avoide toin tvilim. Zogt Rabbi Yehuda's posik is, this posik is speaking about that he was first wearing Big Day Lovon, and now he wants to go and put on, he was wearing the Big Day Lovon for the Tzoros Kafa Machta. Now he's going to put on Big Day Zov for the Mosofim and the Tomid. So before he puts on the Big Day Zov, he's toivel himself. So we see when the Kohen Gadol is machlif mi bigdei lovon le bigdei zov, he needs tvila. So that was the drosha of Rabbi Yehuda, shekol ha-mishane me-avoyde la-avoyde. And in this pasuk, as he's being mishane me-bigdei lavan le-bigdei zav, to un-tvila. That's Rabbi Yehuda's drosha. And again, the pasuk is telling us, when he's machlet me-bigdei lavan le-bigdei zav, you need tvila. Omar Rebbe, Rebbe had a different pasuk to teach us that when you're machlet the godim you need tvila. Minayin lechomesh tvila is vasori kedushin. Well, we don't know anything about kedushin, but well, we're learning the droshes and tvilas. Shetoivul koyin godim makadish boy bayoyim. Shenema, so he brings a raya from the beginning of the parsha. The beginning of the parsha, which we're really speaking about the second hachlofe, he's being machlev the big day zov from the tomid. And now he's going to put on the big day love on for the Avodas Pnim. So it says in the Pasuk, Shenema Ksoines Bat Kodesh Yilbosh, Umichne Seivad Yiyu Al Besore, Uvavneid Bat Yachke, Vemitneves Bat Yitznoi, Big Day Kodesh Hein, Verochatz Bamayim Es Besoroi Ulevesham. So it says before he puts on the big day love on, he needs Tvila. The drosha of Rebbe is telling us when you're machlef me big day zov le big day lovon, you need tvila. Again, we mentioned before the drosha of Yehuda is when you're machlef me big day lovon le big day zov, you need tvila. Now Rebbe continues. Big day kodesh heim, hukshu kol abgodim kulam zeloze. So let's just say pshat in this, what he's saying now. The Gemara later explains this as follows. That Rebbe only had a drosha, that you machlet big day zov to big day lovon, you need tvilet. How do you know if you're machle from big day lovon to big day zov, you also need tvila? So these three extra words, big day kodesh heim, is coming to tell us that the reason of the tvila is because you're putting on big day kodesh. So memele, so if that is the reason, so it is no difference if I'm changing from big day zov to big day lovon, or huadin from big day love on to big day zov. So big day kodesh heim is coming to tell us, according to Rebbe, that whenever there's achlofes begodim, sai big day zov le big day love on, as the case of the posik is speaking out, or sai if a kelte case, big day love on le big day zov, that I learned that from the words big day kodesh heim, you also need tefillah. So now, the Baraisa brought a machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe, the Makir of Tvila. Now the Baraisa continues. V'chomesh avoidei sein, there are five avoideis. Tomit shel shachar, bebigdei zov. Avoideis hayoim, bebigdei lovam. Eloi ve'el ha'om, bebigdei zov. Kaf umachte bebigdei lovam. Tomit shobein abayim bebigdei zov. This is a dova muskim. There are five avoiders. So now we brought psukim that by hachlofes begodim you need a tvile before you're loivish the second set of begodim. Abude has his drosha and Rebbe has his drosha. Now the Baraisa continues. Uminayin shekol tvila utvila tzricho shnei kiddushin. How do you know that you need two kiddushin by each achlofe? Talmud loima. So this bemesin is Rebbe's droshe. Ufoshat verochatz verochatz belovash. Now this posik, this is posik chav gimel. Now in posik chav gimel, we had learned before, Rabbi Yehuda learned from this posik that you need tvile before your machlef into big day zov. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learned shot in the posik. Uforshat is big day habot, verochat is besorei is posik chav dalet, the Lavash is begodav, and he put on now a big day zov. He was patient, the big day lovon. He tables himself, he puts on the big day zov. That is how Rabbi Yehuda had learned shat in the posse. The Gemara is now speaking according to Rebbe. Rebbe learned out from the previous posik that by hachlofes begodim you need tvile. So the verochat he learned is not going on tvile. Verochat is going on kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. And since the verochat is in between the poshat and the lovash, so Rebbe learned it's ke'ilu, it said twice verochat. So therefore, according to Rebbe, the Pasuk is reading as follows. Uposhet as big day habot, ve'eft is poshet the big day lovon, ve'rochat as besorei, now he makes kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, and then it says nochamol ve'rochat as besorei, ve'lovash as begodov. So l'chayre, there's two kiddushim, and l'chayre, the Pashta Dekra would be as follows. That first he takes off the big day lover, then he's Reichitz Yoda Veraglo, then he toivels himself, because we learned by each achlof you have to toivel yourself, then he makes Nochamol Verochat, Nochamol Mekadish Yoda Veraglo, the Lovash is Begodim, then he puts on the big day Zod. That is the Pshat in this Drosha now. So nachem alera si in the venik in the baraisa, uminayin shekol tvila o tvila tzricho shnei kedushim, that each tvila needs two kedushim, talmud loima ufoshat verochat. First he's poishit the big day lover. Verochat, and then he makes kiddush yadayim v'raglai. And then we learned from a previous pasuk, he makes tvila. Verochat, and again he makes kiddush yadayim v'raglayim v'lovash. And then he puts on the big day zot. That is the drosha of Rebbe. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says that not the way Rebbe says we have a posik on kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. We don't have a posik. But we learn out the whole halacha of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim from a kal v'chaimer. What is the kal v'chaimer? Uma b'mokim she'ein ton tvila. During the year, when a person enters to do the avodah, he does not need tvila mina toira. We will see Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that the whole tvila in Odom nichnas lazor elavid ad sheyitvail is only a tvila de rabbona. So Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon made a kal v'chaimer. Uma b'mokim she'ein toin tvila. When a kohen enters the azorah to do the avoide mina toira, he does not need tvila. Ton kiddush, but that's clear. He needs kiddush. V'roch tzuah nimimeno. He needs kiddush from the kiyor. His mokim sheton tvilas of the Torah said by the achlofes begodim b'yom akipurim. You need tvila. Ein aydin sheton kiddush. Savad gevis you need kiddush. If you need kiddush, I feel in a place where you don't need tvila. That is every day when a kohen enters the azor lavoid, so you don't need tvila mina teira, but you need kiddush mina teira. Savade gevis, when in a place where the teira was matzrich tvila, avade gevis, you'll need kiddush. That is a kal v'chaimer of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon. So we learn that whenever you need tvila, if you need tvila for the avoide, you'll see you need kiddush for the avoide. What is the lomdus of the kal v'chaimer? The lomdus of the kal v'chaimer is that Yom Kippur is mochama, you need tvila. So if you need tvila, avadigvis, you need kiddush. So the Tosfos Yeshanim asks Akasha, so maybe fakert, maybe you need tvila. So maybe tvila is enough. It's more chama and you need tvila. So Tosfos says tvila can't be enough because kiddush is for mayim kedoshim bekli shoris. Tvila is not for mayim kedoshim. So you don't have in a mikvah hot bedachnish kein kiddush. So memelas al korab shadis, you need tvila also.
You can't take the place of Kiddush, but the Torah was machme, you need tvilas. If you need tvila, about the givis, you'll need Kiddush. Frag the Gemara, ima loholon Kiddush echot. So what are you learning out? So you're saying, whenever you need tvila, you need Kiddush. Okay. So it's madach, when you don't need tvila, you need one Kiddush. If you need tvila, about the givis, you need one Kiddush. Afkan Kiddush echot. So also you need one Kiddush. How do you learn two Kiddush? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Talmud Loimer Uvo Arim. But what do we learn now? We learn now that just like you need Tvila for the Levisha, you need Kiddush for the Levisha. Fine. Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says Uvo Arim Eloyel Moed Uposhav as Big Day Habod Asher Lovash. He takes off the Big Day Lovon which he was Levish. Ma Talmud Loimer Asher Lovash. He takes off the begodim he was loivish. So the shalovash is miyuta. Ela lahakish pshita lelevisha. So we learn now pshita from levisha. What's that mean? Ma levisha, just like levisha speak de kohunim. Ton kiddush, needs kiddush. That we learned that from a kal v'chomer. If levisha needs tvila, vadik visa needs kiddush. Af pshita ton kiddush. So pshita also needs kiddush. So memela, so now we know that whenever there's one tvila, there's two kiddushim, halts with the kal v'chomer on one kiddush, and then we're makish pshita to levisha. Now the Gemara is going to go back and explain the beraisa. Starting from Rabbi Yehuda. Oma Rabbi Yehuda minayin lechomesh tvilois vasore kiddushin shetoivul koin godol umekadish boi bayoin. Talmud loima uvo aroin el oyol moyei verochatz es besore bamayim vimokim kodosh. Here it says it's poshet as big day habod. Then it's Rochas as Besorei, and then it says, he puts on his new Belovash as Begodo. Olamadito, Shekola Mishane me avoide la avoide to in Tvile. Rabbi Yehuda learned for Rochas as Besorei is going on Tvile. And we said he's Poishet the big day Lovom, he's Loivish the big day Zov, and he needs Tvile. Frag de Gemore, Ashkechon, mi big day lovon, le big day zov. The Pasuk is speaking about, he was poishet the big day lovon, he's going to be loivish the big day zov, so there it says, that you need tvile from a hafshota of big day lovon to a levisha of big day zov. Mi big day zov, le big day lovon minayim, how do you know when it's the other way around? He's going to put on Big Day Lovon. How do you know? He's going to take off the Big Day Zovon, put on the Big Day Lovon. How do you know over there you also need Tvila? Tone Devei Rabbi Yishmael, so Devei Yishmael said, Kal V'chayna. Uma Big Day Zov. What does the Pasuk say? That the Levisha is Matzrich Tvila. A Levisha's Big Day Zov is Matzrich Tvila. Ma big day zov, shen koyen nichnas bem lifnai velifnim ton tvile. If big day zov needs tvile, big day zov aren't so choshev. You can't call lifnai velifnim a big day zov. But al kaponim, you need tvile. Big day lovon, shen nichnas bohen lifnai velifnim. Ein neidin sheton tvile. Big day lovon, you'll zicha need tvile. So the Gemara, the Kal V'chomer is going under the assumption that Big Day Lovon are more choshev than Big Day Zov. Frag the Gemara, Ike lemitrach. No, I'll tell you, maybe fakert, maybe Big Day Zov are more chomer than Big Day Lovon. Ma le Big Day Zov, shekein kaparoson merube. So the Rabbeinu Chananu says, pshat, kaparoson merube, kol ashon ekula. Big Day Zov are begodim, which are worn the whole year round, and so that's kaparosa merube. It's used the whole year for kapore. Big day lovon is kapore once a year. So forget big day zov. That's a tmidi sticky kapore. Maybe these begodim are more choshev. So we're stuck. We have a kashana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, you have a posik that tells us that when you're machlif mi big day lovon le big day zohav, you need tefillah. Fine. How do you know if you're machlif from big day zohav to big day lovon, you also need tefillah? Maybe big day lovon are not as choshev as big day zohav. And for the Gemara, ele nafkelei mi de Rebbe. He's going to use Rebbe's drosha. Rebbe's drosha was in the beginning of the parsha. It says when he put on the big day lovon, after he took off the big day zohar from the Talmid, he put on the big day lovon. There it says, v'rochas es besorei elevesham. So there it says, before he put on the big day lovon, he made tefillah. So forget, that's what we mentioned before. These two psukim, one is speaking about, he's putting on the second posuk, Rabbi Yehuda, the second posuk is speaking out, that speaking about that he's putting on big day zohar, that he needs tefillah. And Rabbi's posuk is speaking about that he was putting on big day love on the rochetz b'soy elevation. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I have two psukim. I have my posuk is teaching me big day zov needs tefillah, and Rabbi's posuk is telling me that when you put on big day love on, you also need tefillah. So that's how I know by all hachlofes of all begodim, whatever the cheshbon should be, is chayiv b'tefillah. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rebbe. Now, the Gemara is going to explain Rebbe's drasha. Minayin l'chomesh tvilois v'asore kiddushin shetoivul koyin godul u'mekadish boi bayoy. Talmud Loima. This is Rebbe's posik. Ksoynis bat koydish yilbosh. And it says, v'rochat es besore yolevesham. V'omadito shekol ha'meshane me'avoido la'avoido sheton tvilah. He's putting on big day love on, he needs tvilah. Frag the Gemara Ashkechon mi big day zov le big day lova. This pasuk is speaking about that he took off the big day zov, he put on the big day lova. Mi big day lova le big day zov minayim. How does Rebbe know the other way around? When you're going to put on big day zov, you also need tefillah. So tonev dvei Rabbi Yishmael kal v'chaymer, make a kal v'chaymer. Ma big day lovon shein kaparoson merube tunin tvile. Big day zov she kaparoson merube ein edin she tunin tvile. And for the Gemara ikel le mifrach ma le big day lovon shkein nichtas bem lifnai ve lifnim. So there are bemis in big day zov has achayim and big day lovon has achayim. So you can't learn out one from the other. It could be the chaymer of nichnas livnai v'lifnim, that's mechayiv tvila. How do you know that if you're machlif le big day zov, you're also chayiv tvila? So the Gemara says that's why when Rebbe said his drosha, haynu diktoni v'oimer big day koydishen, in that posik it says, when it says that he needs tvila for the big day lovin, it says big day kaidishim v'rochat as psori b'mayim olaveisham. So memela. So here it says that the reason of the tvila is because the big day lovin are big day kaidish. So if that is the reason, so who adin if one wants to be loivish big day zov, he'll also need tvila because it says that the criteria is big day kaidish. When one is machlef, lilbosh, big day kodesh, he needs tefillah. So Rebbe learns out both begodim from one pasuk. From big day kodesh, he learns out, if you machlef, mi big day lovon, le big day zov. From the verochetes psori elevesham, he learns out from big day zov, le big day lovon. That is Rebbe. And Rabbi Yehuda needed two psukim, used Rebbe's pasuk to teach us if he's being loivish big day lovon, he needs tefillah, and his pasuk wasn't. He's loivish big day zov, he needs tefillah. Now we continue weiter with the baraisa. V'chomesh avoidais heim. Now the baraisa said there are five avoidais. Tomid shel shachar be big day zov, avoidais hayoim be big day lovon, eloi ve'el ha'om be big day zov. Kafo machto, they tzos kafo machto, be big day lovon. Tomid shobein abayim, be big day zov. Now, right, I'm going to explain the baraisa. Uminayin shekol tvilo, utvilo tzricho beis kedushin. How do we know that each tvilo needs two kedushin? Talmud loimar, uposhat, now this is Rebbe's drosha.
Rabbi Yehuda used this pasuk of Poshat Verochas Velovash. He used this for you need tvile when you're going to be machlef lebig deizo. But this is Rabbi. Rabbi doesn't need a pasuk for tvile. He learned both begodim from his pasuk. So now Rabbi has an extra pasuk. So the pasuk goes as follows: Uposhat, he takes off the big day lovam, berochat, and you need rechitze after the pshite. Berochat is in the middle. Then nachmo berochat. So the pshite needs a rechitze, and rechitze will mean a kiddush yadayim veraglayim. Berochat, and then he makes another kiddush yadayim veraglayim. Belovash. Frag the Gemara, how can you learn how to kiddush yadayim veraglayim from this pasuk? Hay betviloksiv. It says berochat as psoroi. That's tvila. So how can you learn how kiddush yadayim veraglayim? So the Gemara says, "Im einai inyan letvile." This pasuk can't be speaking about tvile according to Rabbi. The nafkelei mi big day kaidishayim. From big day kaidishayim, I learned that by the achlofa of all begodim, you need tvile. So memela, I don't need a pasuk for tvile. Tneyu inyan lekiddush. So this pasuk is speaking about kiddush. The pasuk is telling us that when one is poishit, and then loivish, there are two kiddushim, verochatz, verochatz, one kiddush after the pshite, and pashtis, one kiddush before the levisha, and lechere, the pashtis advarim would be, that according to Rebbe, we have, so the pasuk is telling us, he's poishit the big day lovon, he makes kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, that's the first verochatz. Then he needs tvila, that we learn now from Big Day Kodeshayim. Then he makes a second verochatz, and then he's loivish the Big Day Zohar. That is pshat in Rebbe's drosha. Frag the Gemara. So if this posik, according to Rebbe, is speaking about kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, V'lichte v'rachmone b'loshin kiddush. Why didn't the pasuk speak the correct loshin? We're speaking about kiddush yadayim. So why says v'rochatz as pesorei? So the Gemara says hokamashmalon d'tvila kiddush. That the emesin is the pasuk is speaking about kiddush. The lishne dekra speaking about tvila. Speaking about tvila. So, the tvila kiddush. That tvila, when you make tvila, is the same aloha like kiddush. Ma kiddush b'mokim kodesh. Because v'rochatz as besoroi b'mokim kodesh, it says. That's what it says in the pasuk. B'mayim, v'rochatz besoroi b'mayim b'mokim kodesh. Verochatz as besori means kiddush. It doesn't mean tvila. But the loshen of verochatz, which is misleading, would mean tvila. So we say that the tvila, just like the kiddush has to be b'mokim kodesh, that's pshat in the posik. So the verochatz, which is meramez on tvila, also has to be b'mokim kodesh. That is Rebbe's drosha. So again, the first pasuk teaches us tefila by hachlofas begodim bein yamachlef lebig deylov and bein yamachlef lebig deyzov, and this pasuk is teaching us to kiddushim by chilof begodim. V'Rabbi Yehuda kiddush menole. Rabbi Yehuda needs both psukim for tefila. So V'Rabbi Yehuda kiddush menole. So the Gemara says, "Nafkelei mid Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon." So Rabbi Yehuda will learn the Kal v'Chaimah of Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon. Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon's Kal v'Chaimah was that madoch b'mokim that you don't need tvila, you need kiddush. So mokim you need tvila, you zicha need kiddush. That's how we learn. Whenever you need tvila, Yom Kippur, you need a kiddush also. And then we said, how do you know two kiddushim? We're makish, levisha, tapshite, and ma'asa, just like levisha needs kiddush, so pshite needs kiddush. That is the beraisa with the explanation of the beraisa. Yeah.
Let us see Rashi. Ksoinis bat koidish yilbosh verochatz bamayim. Harei, kshuhu meshane me avoides atomit, this is Rabbi's Droshe, kshuhu meshane me avoides atomit, lahaschil ba avoides ayoin, he's starting the avoides ayoin, the avoides of the avoides pnimi of Yom HaKippurim, she pnimis, kedosi basre, v'lokach shnei sirim, v'kule inyone, so you need tvila. V'oimer big day koydishayim, b'soich mikro ze atzmoy, the same pasuk says big day koydishayim, yesh l'cholati d'bach sholoi shteyves alolu shen yeseyreis, lidroish. V'lekami meforish, my droshe. And the droshe is that just like when you're machlif, to big day love and you need tvile, or even if you're machlif to big day zov, you also need tvile. The chomesh avoides, the vayit it says in the baraisa, the five avoides, osi ben le rabbi, ben le rabbi Yehuda. Talmud loima uposhat verochatz. Now the Gemara says, how do you know two kiddushim? It says uposhat verochatz, verochatz velovash. Hach milse rabbi komalo. This already is rabbi's droshe. The goma tvilois, tvilois, he knows the very mivarochats b'mayim, the chsiva big day love. The yatelei haikro de Rabbi Yehuda, so the posik of Rabbi Yehuda is completely extra. The dorish lo le kiddushin, so he uses this for kiddushin. Hu poshat, verochats, verochats, velovash. Hitel a kosuv verochats beinu poshat velovash, liten rechitze lepshite, rechitze lovishe. That you need two kiddushim, one for pshita and one for levisha. Now the Gemara brought down Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon learned out kiddushim from a different limud. He made a kal v'chayma. Ma mokim shein ton tvile kol yemeis hashone. Habo la'avoid, if a person wants to do avoid during the year, ain't ton tvile min ha'teire. Ela medivrei seifrem, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda. You only need tefillah mida rabbanan lisker to me yishone. Ton kiddush tachsi bavoyim alei umayid vekavosim al mizbeach yilchatzu. Mokim sheton tefillah b'yayim akipurim l'chol chlifes begodim if the Torah was matzach tefillah. It's koshkein that you need kiddush. So now we know that every levisha, if it needs tefillah, avada givisa needs kiddush. Now the Gemara says that's one kiddush. How do you know the second kiddush? The Gemara says, we learn out, ma levisha ton kiddush, the nafkilon, mikal vachoymer mitvile, if levisha needs tvile, so vadivis needs kiddush, kedamorum. Period. Umi viposhat verochatz, so the Rabbelez, the Babshim, and dash everything with kal vachoymer. Why does need dash in Rebbe's droshe, from miposhat verochatz, verochatz, velovash, to mi boile le tvile? He needs this posuk for tvile. Shibol lahachlev me big day love and the big day zov ke Rabbi Yehuda. He needs this pasuk for tvila. So for kiddush he needs a kal v'chayma. Kaparoson merube. So when we learned the Gemara, we mentioned the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel says that that the maila of big day zov over big day love on. Is big day zov kaparosan merube kol hashone kule. It's used for kapora every day of the year. And big day lovon pamachas bashonas. Even though big day lovon is a maile in etnichnas lofnail lefnim, but big day zov is a maile that it's used the whole year letzerich kapora. The psas achaymer of kamos and eiches. Now Rashi says kaparosan merube. Shemeshamish bem kol yemei sashona. So that sounds like the Rabbeinu Chananel. But then Rashi makes a switch. Aval aboides pnim di yoyim akepurim eino mechaperes ela al tumas migdosh vikadoshov kedomrinin vishvuiz. So Rashi should have said dova v'ifuchoi. This is kol hashone and the big delovon is once a year. Rashi is mehapach, big day lovin is only mechapah and tumas migdash vikadoshu. Vaistois, that Rashi means to say that the big day zov is mechapah and all aveiros. And in Emerson, that's how the Taisa Shishonim brings down And Shem Rashi, let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim. Shekein kaparoson melube, peirish, shekein mechaprim harbe kol hashana. That's the Ben Hananel's pshat, kula. Ubekuntres peirish, Rashi says, shem mechaprim al kol aveilos, shel osham vechatos kol hashana. So they regils in Rashi that the kaparoson melube is that the big day zov are mechaper and more averis than the big day loven. The big day loven is only mechaper and tumas migdish v'kadosha. Big day zov, the kind God did avoid them with all kabonis. So the Taisi Shishonim asks on Rashi loyosi shaper, the ike soyer amishtaleyach,
if that's the criteria, that Big Day Zov is more chomer than Big Day Lovin because it's mechaper on all averis,
Zokta Taisi Shanim, I have news for you. The Big Day Lovin is mechaper on all averis, more than the Big Day Zov is mechaper. Because the Kohen Gadol made hagrola, he made vidui and the soyer amishtal. The Big Day Zov is never mechaper and as many averis as the Big Day Lovin is mechaper. So memela, that's why, so not that the chaymer of Big Day Zov is also an eches. No, the chaymer of Big Day Zov is in kamos. The Mrei Mesoda wants to fahem for Rashi, agavuche, we see it, before we say over what the Mrei Mesoda says, The we see from the Tosfos Yeshanim that even though the lechayre the shiluach of the soil azazel is mechaper, it seems the shiluach is only a tnai. The kapora was with the hagrol of the kohen gadol, of the vidi of the kohen gadol in the big day lavan. That combination made that when we meshaleich the azazel, then it's mechaper. But the groundwork and the main koyach was done. That's called a kapora yedei big day lavan. Shulkayin Godel. That is what Adotay Shishonim asks on Rashi. The Mrei Mesoda wants to say, he says, but this is, everything is true, but the Big Day Lovon that was used for the Hagrole and for the Vide of the Kayin Godel was Bachut. This Big Day Lovon never needed, these Big Day Lovon never needed Tvila. You only need tvila for a big day lovin bifnim. So you have to cheshben of the milas that big day lovin has bifnim. You can't go, you big day lovin. The big day lovin shebechutz never needs tvila. So you only need the big day lovin shebifnim, that's mechayiv tvila. So the big day lovin shebifnim, that's only mechapan tol mesmigdash vikadosho. The Gemara had brought down Rabbi Yehuda's drosha, and the Gemara asked Rabbi Yehuda's drosha, only teaches us that if you're machlif, mi big day lovin, le big day zov, you need tvila. How do you know mi big day zov, le big day lovin? So Rabbi Yehuda said, nafkalei mi de rabbi. Ksoinis batz koidish yilbutz, velochatz b'mayim olaveishom. So there you see, when you're going to be loivish big day lovin, you also need tvila. Omar rabbi, lefrushi masnitin dalkom ahadem. Hainu diktoni b'milse de Rebbe. Now we know pshat, yes, the Kasha and Rebbe, that the Rebbe's posuk only told us that Big Day Lovon needs tvila. How do you know that Big Day Levishes, Big Day Zov needs tvila? So hainu diktoni b'milse de Rebbe, v'oime Big Day Kaidishen v'ochi dorishle. Tolo hakosov tama tvila, b'shvil shehem Big Day Kaidish, l'lamdoch. Shekol Khalifa is Big Day Kodesh Boy Bayoim Tunin Tvila. All Big Day Kodesh need Tvila. O Big Day Zov Gam Hem Kodesh. That's the reason why the Big Day Lovin needs Kodesh, because needs Tvila, because it's Big Day Kodesh. So it's telling us that Big Day Kodesh needs Tvila. So the Gemara says, now how did Rabbi know Kiddush? So he learned out uposhat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lovash. So the Gemara is I betvil l'ksiv d'ksiv besoroi. Ochi garsinim imeine inyin l'tvila d'nav klei mi big day kodeshim nu ul inyin kiddush.
Hakemashmelon midaavke beloshin tvila diyafin and tvila minais. Why do you say loshin berochatz? To tell us that tvila is ukash to kiddush. Ma kiddush b'mokim kodesh k'dachsiv bo b'mokim kodesh. Av tvilois habois machmas mechalfeis hayoyim b'mokim kodesh.
So Rebbe learned out that just like the tvilois, just like the kiddushim, need mokim kodesh. Av tvilois habois machmas mechalfeis hayoyim is also b'mokim kodesh. Avol tvila rishoyne loyalfes mino. You can learn out tvila rishoyne. It has to be b'mokim kodesh. The lav the eraisa he. Now Rashi tells us a mouthful over here. Now even though we knew that there's a machlokes ben Zayme and Rabbi Yehuda, if the first tvila, when one enters the Azara Lavoide, if you need tvila min atayra, tvila min the rabbonim, that lachayra is speaking about the tvila, not of Yom Kippurim. The tvila of a whole year is according to Rabbi Yehuda, the tvila the rabbonim. Here Rashi says, that's good, but the tvila of Yom Kippurim, there's two problems. Problem number one, the Gvuras Ari asks, we learned in the beginning of the sugya that Gmiri Chomesh Tvilois Vasori Kedushin Toivul Koyen Kodol Mekadosh Boi Bayoyim. We have Aloha L'Moshe Mirashi said Gmiri Aloha L'Moshe Mestini, there are five Tvilois. So, in fact, the Gvuras Ari and Rashi, there are five Tvilois, Aloha Moshe Misina. So, how does Rashi say, the first Tvilois are the Rabbonim? So, there's only four Tvilois. That's some of the Abitere Kasha and Rashi. Then we have to know as follows. We learn out from this Pasuk, 10 Kiddushin. We learn out from this Pasuk 10 Kiddushin. That is the Makor of. We learn out 10 Kiddushin from this Pasuk. We learn out Uposhat, Verochatz, Verochatz, Velovash. Now, so there are 10 Kiddushin. One of the 10 Kiddushin, at least, is on a Poshat. Or on a Lovash. I mean, that we learned yesterday, that by the first, according to the Rabbonon, by the first Levisha, there's one Kiddush. According to Rameya, there's two Kiddushim by the first Levisha. But Al Kaponim, by the first Levisha, there's either one Kiddush or two Kiddushim. That's for sure. Now, how we're learning out from this Posek, Poshat, we're learning out that Verochatz means Kiddush. We're learning out Kiddush. There's a Kiddush for Pshita, Kiddush for Levisha, whatever it is. We learn out Adin Kiddush from this Posek. And this is one of the 10, we learn like 10 Kiddushim from this Posek. So in this Posek is teaching us that the first Kiddush, for the first Levisha, you need a Kiddush. For the first Levisha, you need a Kiddush. That is what the Pasuk is teaching us. And the Pasuk says, Aloshen Verochatz, that the Tvile also has to be B'mokim Kodesh. So it's very modne that the Pasuk, which is teaching us a Kiddush on the first Levisha, and the Pasuk calls it Verochatz to tell us that Tvile is like Kiddush, it has to be B'mokim Kodesh. And somehow the first Kiddush is min ha-Torah, b'mokim kodesh, but the whole tvila is min ha-Rabbonim. So, l'chayretz moiradik modnech, mein, the virochatz is oisiyeis tvila, but pshat is Kiddush, and pshat and Kiddush goes on the first Kiddush also, but the virochatz goes already on the second tvila, not on the first tvila. It's very difficult to understand Rashi. Kaponim azoy zok Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda de mavkelei lahai kro Litvilas Bigdei Zov. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the posik of the Poshat, the Rochatz, the Lovash is going on Tvile Bigdei Zov. Lidorash Bigdei Kodesh Shem, he doesn't dash Bigdei Shem, Bigdei Kodesh Shem is coming to tell us Bigdei Zov, is Kiddush Minole. So how does he know Kiddush? So the Gemara says he knows Kiddush from the Kal v'chomer from Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Now let's just finish this sugya. Omar Rav Chisde. So Rav Chisde said, "Hod the Rebbe, Rebbe's drasha of Kiddush. Rebbe's drasha of Kiddush was uposhat verochatz verochatz velovash." So Rav Chisda understood pshat in Rebbe's drasha kipshutoi. Uposhat, first you poshet the big day lova. Verochat, then you make kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Then you make tvila. Then you make nochamol verochat. You make a kiddush and then the lovash. Verochat, verochat, velovash. There's one kiddush after the pshite. There's one kiddush before the levisha. There's a tvila in the middle. So Omar Rav Chisda said, "Hod the Rebbe, Rebbe's drasha mavke mide Rab Meir. It's not like Rab Meir. Umavke mide Rabbonon. That means yesterday we learned amachlokes Rab Meir and the Rabbonon how the oifen of kiddush was. So Rav Chisda, Rebbe is nicht wie beide, nicht wie Rebbe, nicht wie Rab Meir, nicht wie the Rabbonon. Now he explains." Mavke mi de rabbonon, de ilu rabbonon omri, de rabbonon hold, pshu lovush mekadish. That when he's lovush, he's mekadish. Ve ihu omar, afilu by the pshite, de rabbonon hold, that before the pshite, he's mekadish, that's the shite de rabbonon, he's mekadish, and then poishit, and then toivu, and then loivish, and then mekadish. So the rabbanon hold shehu lovush mekadish. The kiddush is always, and he's in big day kohune. Ve'iyu amar, and Rebbe holds shehu poishit mekadish. Fakert. The two kiddushim are when the kain god was orum. He's poishit, mekadish, toivu, and mekadish, and then loivish. So that's sicher not like the rabbanon. Ganze not like the rabbanon. Umavke mi de Rab Meir, and it's not like Rab Meir either. The ilu Rab Meir omar, Rab Meir holds, hach kiddush, Rab Meir is a moide b'miktas. Rab Meir holds that the first kiddush is after the pshite, when he's orum. But aber hach kiddush basrik shulavosh, but the second kiddush is after the levisha. Shulavosh mekadish. The ilu omar shupoishit mekadish. And Rabbi holds that when he's not wearing any begodim, he makes two kiddushim. So Rebbe is not like Rab Meir and not like the Rabbonim. Zogt Rashi, Omar Rav Chisda, Kisover Rav Chisda, Davke Omar Rebbe, he took the drosha kipshutoi, uposhat, verochatz, verochatz, velovash. Shnei kiddushin, ben pshite, ulevishe. That's after the pshita and before the levisha. Echad lifnei tvila, v'echad lacher, kaidam levisha. Mavke mide Rab Meir, moitzos hi mechlal dvorav shel Rab Meir, talak Rab Meir. Lo yisvira leke Rab Meir. The aval gav da omrinin, b'mas nisin. We said in the Mishnah, poshat, v'kideish yoda v'raglo. Rab Meir holds that he's mekadish after the pshita. The svira lekiddush shalifnei hatvila acher pshita hu. Aba poligalei mir bekiddush. So that he holds like Rabbi. Aba poligalei Rabbi and Rab Meir shtim. Aba poligalei mir bekiddush sheni. But by the kiddush sheni, Rabbi is poligan Rab Meir. Dekoma acher levishu. Rab Meir says that the kiddush shein is after the levisha. Kiddush tani berais in the Rab Meir lelo vash kiddush yoda veraglo. After the levisha made kiddush yoda veraglo. So Rab Chisda said, Rebbe is epis, not like Rab Meir, and not like the Rabbonon. A new shita. That's what Rav Chisda said. Oma, Rav Acher Bayakov. So Rav Acher Bayakov is chaylik on Rav Chisda. Rav Acher Bayakov says, you're not learning correct pshat in Rebbe. Rebbe does not hold that the second, Rebbe does not hold that the second kiddush is before the levisha. Hakol moedim bekiddush sheni shaloivish vachakach mekavish. The second kiddush is zicher after the levisha. My time, the omar kro oy begishtom el hamizbeach. It says by kiddush oy begishtom el hamizbeach. Mishenim bechuser kiddush has to be right before the gisha mizbeach. Mishenim bechuser le gisha. Yotzezeh shem bechuser levisha begisha. So memele, so even though we darshan a poshet v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lovash, but the second rechita, the second kiddush, we learn out from this pasuk of gishem mizbeach that it is after the levisha. So memele, so according to Rav Acher bar Yaakov, so Rebbe could hold al kaponim like Hameya. Omalei Rav Acher berei de Rove le Rav Ashi. Now Rav Acher made Rove told Rav Ashi. So we have here over here two droshes. Rav Chisda darshens yenidu poshat verochatz verochatz velovash that the rechitze the need two rechitzes bisman when he's orum. That's Rav Chisda's droshe. Rav Acher by Yaakov darshens yenidu rechitze after levisha. So Rav Acher berei de Rove said to Rav Ashi, loy Rav Chisda islay de Rav Acher, loy Rav Acher islay de Rav Chisda. Each one does not hold the other's drosha, the him came. Because if each one will hold the other's drosha, aveluch hamesa kiddushim. So then it'll come out that there'll be five kiddushim. Because you have here, according to Rav Chisda, there's two kiddushim between the pshit and the levisha. According to Rav Acher by Yaakov, there's another kiddush after the levisha, so come out as 15 kiddushim. So memele, so a kaponim, so Rav Acher said, Rav Acher b'rei de Rove said that the zicher, Rav Chisda, Rav Acher by Yaakov achelik. Zogt Rashi, hakel moedim vafilu Rebbe shakiddush asomach lifnei avoide shehu lovush mekatshay. Loi Rav Chisda dom emilse de Rebbe davki boi shnei kiddushim beim pshita levisha. Islai de Rav Acher dom a kiddush ach levisha binan. Loi Rav Acher de boi kiddush samach laboi de Islai de Rav Chisda. De boi le Rebbe shnei kiddushim shu orim. According to Rav Chisda in the kiddush shu orim. De im kain. De islo hu bahadodi. If each one holds like the other one. Havelu le Rebbe gimul kiddushim bechol tvila. Beis kshu orum ve'echad kshu lavush.